Hi, my name is Gordon Sinclair. I am known on the IRC as Thistleweb. This HBR episode is about Mibit, the web browser-based IRC chat client. Actually, it's not about Mibit as such. It's about why your project should have Mibit on their home site as a support channel or whatever. Mibit is one of several IRC clients that can run through a browser. There's plenty more dedicated clients that are cross-platform or Linux only or Mac only or whatever, Windows only, written in any kind of language you can imagine. But where Mibit stands alone, or not stands alone is not probably not the right description, where it's an advantage is if you have it as just a link on your homepage, then visitors who have no idea what IRC is can get instant help. They can click on that link on the website and it opens up in their browser. They don't need to have any clue what IRC is. They don't need to have an IRC client installed. All they do is click on the link, choose their name, their nick, and come in, and they can talk. This breaks down a lot of barriers. It gets people who are potentially interested. They've maybe installed your project, and they're having some problems, and they can't find any solutions on your wiki or on your FAQs or whatever, and they need some just that instant help, saying, "Look, guys, I've installed this. It's conflicting with such and such. What can I do?" Or the ability to get instant connection with people, an instant conversation with people, can make an awful lot of difference. It can give a positive impression that the project's actually alive, that there are people, other human beings around the world there and then who are also enthused enough about that project to be able to help out and get involved. So it cuts down the barriers. You don't need to know about IRC, you don't need to have an IRC client installed to join in. You can connect with any web browser as well, which is a big thing from two different ends. You've got a lot of people who either need your help for your channel, or the people who are actually volunteers are there to help out. They are often in work or college or uni, school, whatever, and they are restricted by the computer they're sitting at. When they're sitting maybe at work, maybe sitting at a Windows machine, and you know, they use Linux at home, but they sit in a Windows machine at work, and in that Windows machine they are restricted to what the admins of their school or uni or whatever it is have set up for those Windows machines. So you can't install anything. So you've no chance of installing your own IRC client. You can't maybe SSH out. And the only option you've got of getting into an IRC channel is a browser-based client. So you're essentially going to a website and clicking on a link, and it's getting you in from there. You may not even be allowed to install a proper web browser. You might be stuck in Internet Explorer, that cuts down the opportunity for something like Chatzilla. So at least anything that's actually inside the web browser is an advantage here as well. It basically has a bigger chance of letting people who want to come in, are able to come in from whatever computer they happen to be sitting at. So that's a big thing. The other side of that is, it's also MIBIT also has real-time language translation. I'll say that again, just in case that the importance of that skipped past you. MIBIT has real-time language translation. This is awesome. This, if for no other reason, this is the reason why. This is the numero uno. In fact, it's the top five reasons why you should have MIBIT installed on your website for your users to use. Now, real language is something that native English speakers often take for granted, because the entire internet, unless you go specifically looking for a French version of a site, or a German version, or a Ukrainian version, or a Portuguese version, you know, a Hebrew version, or Arabic, or Cantonese, or whatever, then generally, by default, what you're going to find is English is the default. And that's great. If you speak English, that's great. You don't even notice that. Occasionally, you go to sites and it's in Dutch or German or whatever, and that kind of throws you for a bit. You've got to try and look for a translator. But generally, stuff's in English. Now, that is fine for English speakers, but flip that on its head, and imagine what that must be like for non-English speakers, or people who speak English as a second language or a third language, and they often speak it a lot better than native English speakers. I always have to tip my hat to these people. I would love to have that ability. Well, what you can have is, there's nothing more frustrating if you're trying to sit on an IRC channel and help people. I mean, I've been doing that recently with the Linux Mint project. I've been in their IRC channel trying to help people out wherever I can. And some projects are bigger than others. They have their own communities. I believe Ubuntu has their Spanish community, a Spanish-speaking community, like a German-speaking community and a Portuguese-speaking community, and these are all sort of big enough that works. But if you've got a small project and you're limited initially to the people that are coming in, and most of them all speak the one language, well, what this does is breaks the language barrier down. It completely evaporates it. It's not a perfect translation, but because it's a computer after all, but it's a lot. It's very, very good. I have to say, it's very good. What you can do is go in through the MIBIT client on the website and select your language, so that when you speak, you type in whatever language is native to you. And then it'll automatically translate what you speak, what you type, into the language that you select. And the other part of that equation is, always show other people in your native language. In my case, it's English. So if I'm trying to help someone who only speaks, say, Spanish, I can use MIBIT. And as long as I know it's Spanish, if I can recognise that it's Spanish without understanding what it says, that's fine. I know I can select it on Spanish and I can start helping this person. Sometimes you'd have to ask, is that Ukrainian or Russian? Or it's Ukrainian, right, that's fine, that's all I need to know. I'll switch it on to Ukrainian and we can chat. So this is an amazing feature. It basically means that you can help your volunteers, your community, can welcome and help and encourage people from all over the planet, regardless of their native language, regardless of their ability to comprehend in the language that your project is primarily based around. There are obviously longer winded versions of doing this, from copying a a comment and pasting it into a translator, and you know, picking your translation and copying the translation back across, and that's a bit awesome, but all kind of long-winded. The real-time language translation in Mibit is awesome. I cannot recommend it enough. So as I say, for that one reason alone, if there's nothing else, for that one feature alone, you really should have a Mibit widget on your project's website. If the real-time translation feature is not enough, then what, for the love of God, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. If that's not enough, another handy feature that's right there is Pastebin. Mibit has a Pastebin button on it, which is really handy. If you're trying to diagnose, as again, I'm coming from the point of view of trying to help out on a channel, to try to give some support to users on a channel. And obviously the flip side of that is someone coming in looking for support. So if I'm asking someone, you know, they're coming in and saying, oh, such and such isn't working, you know, how can I get my Conky, for example, to do such and such. Well, a lot of these things you can actually ask the person to type in a command to get some result, and then paste the results of that command into Pastebin, and then give a link to the Pastebin output, so that we can all head over there and look at that log file, that configuration file, whatever it happens to be, and try to diagnose the problem. So that Pastebin is there. It's right on the button, basically, which is significantly easier than having them open up a new tab in their browser and go to Pastebin and you know, copy it in. And it's just, I mean, it's easy enough. It just takes that hassle out of it. So Pastebin's already there, and did I mention it does real-time language translation? I'm really trying not to go on too much about that. I just think that's an astoundingly good feature, that it's worth mentioning again and again and again until it sinks in. So with all of these, the Mibit client is essentially, it's just a one-time setup. You go to mibit.com, and you can, they've got instructions there on how to set up, to get set it up and get the code to embed a Mibit widget on your project's homepage. Now, one of the things with Mibit that I've seen being mentioned is apparently Freenode are now blocking Mibit. They have been for a little while now. I've no idea why. This sounds like an Apple type move, because Freenode have their own web-based client, which by all accounts is not very good. But I've seen people who are at work and they'll come in and they'll be moaning that that Freenode have blocked Mibit and the Freenode client is pretty terrible and whatever. But that's, if you use Freenode as your support IRC server, if that's where your channels are, Mibit may not work, or it may need some additional work to get working. I don't know. That's something you would have to look into. But even if you can't put Mibit on as an option, it's worth having some way on the website, some embedded client, even if it is Freenode. But as I say, the language, real-time language translation of Mibit is, for me, it's reasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's why you should use it. You should have it on your on your site, it gives people, it closes the barrier, or should I say, it breaks down the language barriers, which in the age of the internet is, it's all good. So before I start rambling any more than I think I have, I'm going to end it there, and just one final time, just so that it sinks in, real-time language translation. So go get a Mibit client, set it up, it's a one-shot deal. You only do it once, you put it on the website and you forget about it. And it just opens so many doors for people to your project to help spread the word. So I'm Gordon Sinclair. I'm on the IRC as Thistleweb. My blog, if you're interested, is thistleweb.co.uk. If you want to contact me, it's thistle.webcast@googlemail.com. And until the next time,
thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.